This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for black men. Available now at Target, in-store, and online at Target.com. This year, Bevel is introducing a new lineup of products built for your skin, your hair. That includes body, hair, skin, and beard products, featuring aluminum-free deodorant, exfoliating bar soap, and body wash. Only the freshest ingredients and never any harmful dyes or chemicals. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. So stop what you're doing and get Bevel today at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Lip service. What's up? It's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Avian.
And I'm Mandy V.
Yes.
And I'm the rich younger $1 billion baby's on stand up for Vegas. Whatever you want to call me, you can't call me no broke nigga because I'm not one of them.
Okay, you did a drop. We just introducing ourselves.
I wasn't ready.
I was introducing myself. That wasn't
we could have done our AKA.
That's me introducing myself.
No, but just for clarity, okay, Gigi and L'Oreal aren't here today because they did move to Atlanta. So they're going to be popping in and out as far as booking flights. You know, it gets difficult. But we wanted to make sure we got you because you got the album out.
For sure, for sure.
And we have a lot of questions for you, Rich Youngin.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, so now you're really on the spot because, you know, I've met you before.
For sure.
Right? We had a good time.
Yeah.
But the baby was there, but now it's just you in here in the room.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. So we start this off with the full disclosure. Now, full disclosure is when people tell a story about themselves. It could be something that happened that's embarrassing in the bedroom or just a really funny story about yourself that has to do with dating. It could do with sex or whatever, but it has to be something that is could be embarrassing or just funny, okay? So,
okay.
Amanda, you can start.
I got to start?
I know, because I know
you
have one.
I wanted to see where y'all was coming
from. She said, okay. This is just so we get to know each other a little better and break the ice.
Oh, God, I don't want to break the ice this way.
Go ahead, tell us.
I guess I'll say, like, so the last time I had sex, it was amazing. Brought toys and all this extra stuff, and I got fucked perpendicularly. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. But I told him I had wanted to eat his ass. So he had hopped in the shower first. Mm-hmm. But I guess he wasn't all the way, so I actually brought wipes, and he grabbed wipes.
Wait, he wasn't all the way wet?
Well, he just didn't know if he wiped it good enough, so he brought wipes. I brought wipes.
His ass is dirty?
I know, it wasn't dirty. I still licked his ass.
She dead ass
serious. And it tasted like wipes.
Was
but
it hairy?
Was good. It was
it hairy?
No, it wasn't hairy. No.
So when you wiped it, did you see shit on the wipes?
No, there was nothing on the wipes.
Right,
I swear to God. So y'all made me start, so I licked ass that tastes like wipes.
So he shaves his ass then?
Yeah.
So that means he's gotten his ass eaten.
Oh, why did y'all start with me? What the hell?
Well, first of all, don't get me and her drinks mixed up because I don't want to get
you want to taste no wipes.
Don't hurt nobody.
Drink after. Want to taste no wipes and no ass.
Okay, that's it. Next episode.
That had to be on that script you had.
What happened? Oh, you thought it was a script?
No.
Oh, you don't know who you're sitting by, sir.
She's from Horrible Decisions. Let's be clear. She has a lot of great stories.
Yeah, look, he's shocked. Let's go into something a little bit more PG-13. Yeah.
He's like eating ass.
But I just have one more question about this ass eating. You said his ass was clean and there was no hair.
It was, no.
So he shaved or he was hairless?
Well, I mean, I ended up putting my finger in it and nothing came out of my finger.
Yeah,
so I think he was going
to test it.
He shaves his ass, so he's used to getting his ass
eaten. And I ain't
going to
hold you. You see the nails. I made sure underneath it was clean. So it was
okay, good. Nothing like shit under your fingernails. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Mandy. The guys don't complain about the nails when
girl,
you're putting
I'll be
it.
Girl, I be gentle. I lube it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you gotta
no,
be gentle.
I remember at the time when I used to like to put fingers in a guy's ass all the time. I used to have nails, and guys would be like, "Oh shit, the nails."
As long as there ain't no rhinestones, because right. I don't want niggas to shit glitter.
Like I feel like guys see that I have no nails now, and they're like, "Hey, Steph, what's up?
Oh,
how
shit.
You doing, girl?"
Okay, Avian, do you have a full disclosure? I feel like we should move on.
Right, oh yeah, let's go.
I was telling the girls earlier about a sex experience I had years ago with a guy who had a little dick. And I was trying to find a way to get out of that. And like, you know, we was just chilling and whatever, foreplay. And then when he pulled it out, it was really small.
Right.
Like really small. It was like, I was just like, what am I going to do with this? What are you going to do
was
with
it
this?
Hard?
Yeah.
Maybe he had gangrene and had to cut it off.
Oh my God. Andrew's such a good person.
How did you get out of that?
I made him eat my pussy and then I was like, oh shit, I got to go. What time is it? I'm running late. And I just skated out of there and never spoke to him again.
Dang.
So guys, if a girl doesn't have sex with you and you just eat her pussy, it's because your dick
is small. It was really small.
What's really small? Like in
like your thumb?
Let's see in fingers.
It's like a little.
That's
finger
small.
Measure.
How many inches is that? Like three?
That's like two and a
No way it was 2.5.
That was like 3.
You think you could fall in love with somebody like that?
Nah. I'm too much of a freak.
If you can have an open relationship, as long as you can get other penis, maybe.
I'm not going to lie. I did have sex with a guy that his dick wasn't that big. It was kind of small, but he knew how to work it and he knew how to eat the pussy and use his fingers. So I was surprised. But that one, it wasn't for me.
I feel like if you like a guy, even his little dick is like the greatest dick in the world.
But that's women. We know how to fake shit. We know how to find a way to make it work.
What if it's like your pussy's just big?
It's your fault.
I mean, you got to know if your pussy's big or not.
Is there such a thing as a big pussy?
I'm like, what did she just say?
A loose pussy. Loose pussy.
Like big.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Loose. Like she said loose, pussy. But.
You've experienced that.
Uh-oh.
You got to speak.
Right.
Right. Probably a long time ago.
Okay. He said, because I'm committed now.
Right. I'm going to take a man. I'm not talking.
I don't really have sex. I don't have sex.
You don't have sex?
You're celibate?
No, I just don't be having sex a lot.
What do you do, kiss?
Hell no.
Really?
Oh, hand job? What do you do? Hold hands?
Get head.
You said what?
Just get head.
Get head.
Oh, you just get head?
Why don't you have sex that much now?
I actually know guys like this. Like, I have one of my lovers.
Like, she got to be...
Only one of
amazing.
That.
That's cool though, because I feel like there's guys that have too much sex or try to have sex with everybody. Mm-hmm. So like, if you kind of selective, I respect
that. But we don't know if he's selective about who gives him head.
I'm selective about that too.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
Head doesn't make you want to have sex?
Nah. Like if she is though, I'll probably like shit. But
so if she
usually
wants,
nah.
So if she wants, because
usually
have
it's
sex.
Just a fan. Now you feel me? I'm a rapper.
So it's fans. Mm.
Okay. But what if she stops before you come and then she's like, okay, I'm ready.
Get out.
No way.
But y'all can't say that's wrong, because she just says she had a nigga eat her pussy and then left him and then talked to him again. You're right.
But she made up an excuse at least. She didn't just say get out.
Yeah, I didn't say
I won't say get out either. I say like, shit, my manager's called me. He's at the tour bus about to pull off.
He's on the tour bus about to pull off.
Oh shit, just call the security, like, bro.
You'll call security on her?
Yeah. You've done that? Look at he's smiling.
Oh my God.
Yo.
You call security on a woman before?
Yeah, but like only if she would like be doing too much. Now I'm saying, it's like, shit, we straight now. Like,
she just wanted you to fuck.
Exactly. You ain't want nothing more than that. So
you didn't want to be treated
like if I ain't had sex with her or get head from her.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I ain't about to sit in there and talk to no girl, but man,
damn, terrible.
It's over
with. That's awful.
I'm not about to sit there and talk.
Nah, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's
well, I guess
like
if
that.
You don't really know her,
it's interesting. You're just there, you have like, a song called Wet. So to me, that means you're eating pussy, you're doing all of those things to make a girl wet.
I have sex. I ain't had sex in like a month though.
Okay.
But like the last time I had sex with a girl, it's probably inspired me to make that song.
Okay. So do you feel like when you have sex, you feel like you have to perform well, or do you not care? Like, do you care about just yourself, or are you thinking about she got to come too?
He thinking about himself.
I perform well, for sure.
Okay. Do you eat pussy?
Nah.
No.
You never tried
Why?
It?
Why?
You don't eat pussy or fuck.
You're missing out.
It'll make your beard grow.
You're talking about you're missing out.
You are. I promise you.
What's your reason for not eating pussy?
Is teeth expensive?
Teeth. I know guys like that, though. I know a guy like that doesn't... He's like, I only eat pussy with a girl if I'm in love with her.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's bull.
That's bullshit.
Listen, I went to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and one of my homegirls brought a nigga with her, okay? He told her the whole time he does not eat pussy. Guess what he did? Mm-hmm. Ate my homegirl's pussy out in front of the girl who he was with.
Wow.
At the jacuzzi.
So he does eat
pussy. This was a hedonism. So it was in Jamaica where you could have sex.
Yeah, you could have sex
open.
Everywhere.
But he was like, I'm not going to eat your pussy. I don't do that. I only do it with my girlfriend. The night was long, mm-hmm. and he ate out my friend.
Was
so
he drunk?
I think that's just an excuse menu.
Was he drunk?
Okay, so we don't believe what you're saying.
I don't believe him.
Okay.
No. And look at his lips. He got pussy eating lips.
Okay.
Was he on the bed or something?
I know. They're very pink.
Right. They
Word.
Y'all crazy.
Do you feel like you'll try it one day?
Yeah, maybe.
You of never tried you it?
Nah.
Aww. You're gonna love it.
You know how many girls about to hit us up like,
don't
you know
even
he ate
worry
my
about it. You're gonna love it.
They gonna be in the car.
Just make sure. I think your first try it should be with a girl who is a little like older. In her mid-20s, mm-hmm. late 20s, mm-hmm. early 30s, right. Because when a girl is more mature, she knows how to really clean right. herself. Exactly. So you'll for really sure. get a good pussy to eat.
I was
eat,
gonna
you
say
know
that
I mean?
That like I feel like a lot of men are scared to eat pussy because some pussy's complex,
like schmegma on your
schmegma
pussy.
Some girls discharge is nasty,
you
like
feel
this
me?
No
pussy
but that's
is way more
taking
complicated.
They're not taking the right
yeah they're not taking
shit.
Care of
they
themselves.
Need to take
I
care
I
want to
know who these girls are because I done ate a lot of pussy and I haven't had that many
right
damn.
You know what
I'm
saying.
I'm sitting beside
I mean, I've heard
bitch.
Stories of nasty
me too.
You know what I mean?
I have too.
No, you like you look scared. You said you got this, Stunner.
Nah, right. I do. I got shot. I got shot. I ain't worried about none of that.
Do you have a full disclosure story for us now? I'm sure you've had some funny or interesting
her.
Sex.
I hit this girl after the show before.
Mm-hmm. Look.
And man, this is the worst thing that ever happened. I had this girl after the show. I had sex with her too.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, she was perfect. Like everything was exactly how it's got to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went to use the bathroom. I was going to hit her again. I don't usually do that either. Like,
okay.
After
hit
one time,
it.
I just like, I'd be ready to go to sleep or something.
Mm-hmm.
Message. But I went to the bathroom. No, I came out of the bathroom. She had her phone out and I was butt naked.
She got you on camera?
No, I slapped that shit out of her hand. I slapped the shit out of her hand, grabbed it, deleted it, and I ran out of the room.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you were naked with her phone?
Nah, I had my drawers on.
So she was trying to record you?
Yeah, she was trying to get off.
It
would
have been over for her.
She was trying to get off.
Damn.
Like, when I deleted the video, it was Snapchat. Like.
So is that what makes you hesitant sometimes?
That's probably what makes him hesitant.
Nah, that name would make me
These
hesitant.
Girls are crazy.
Yeah.
Do you fear, though, like any girl that you talk to, meet online? This was before, you know, whatever you have going on. But, like, were you in fear that this person just wanted clout from you?
Nah.
No?
Because, like, I perform well and either I got head and left. So, you feel me? It ain't really. You can just expose yourself for being a hoe.
True.
Do you film mm-hmm. yourself?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. You want to see something?
Yeah, show us.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you going to say you want to see something?
Man, leave me alone.
Yes. We do want to see it.
We want to
see
it.
Y'all are crazy,
we won't
bro.
Judge. We don't judge.
He got a boomerang of himself right. getting head.
He got
He's probably
it.
Like, yes.
Right. Actually, I do.
Actually, I have a few of those. I have a whole album of boomerangs.
We don't judge.
So you look at the videos later?
Yeah.
And then what do you do? Do you like...
I mean, we...
Do you like jerk off to them?
Man, no.
That's interesting because I had an ex who never wanted to show himself.
Oh, what you mean?
You can't say you don't have sex and then have two girls.
You got to show all of us. What's...
No, show these... it to Angela,
huh?
Please.
I feel like I'm too grown for this.
You're not too Angela, grown please. For sex.
You have a lot of videos.
Look,
damn, I'm tripping.
No, keep drinking,
good
sir. You're
Lord,
real cop. I love it.
He got a whole
lip
portfolio.
Service.
This is a setup, bro.
No, it's not.
This shit is old, though.
I will say he does hold the phone well.
Yeah, he's good.
I will say that's a problem. Like, I hate when I give my phone to guys and I look back and I be
like
he
don't
even get the
angle.
Angle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has really good angle.
I got a chin from this angle.
You know, if rapping don't work out, you could be a videographer.
Right?
Pornographer.
Pornographer.
Now, pornographer.
When you mess with women, do you like for them to call you by your stage name or by your government name?
By my government name if I rock with her.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
By my stage name if she's just like somebody I just picked up because of the name.
Mm-hmm. So when you get to that point where she, you know, she's called you by your real name?
Shit. Like, she just got to be my speed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I want.
What's your speed and what do you want? What's your type?
Skinny girls with right. a fat butt, though.
Okay. Does it matter if it's real or not?
Yeah. I don't really like fake body parts at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Sometimes
they
don't.
I really don't.
Because
sometimes constructed well.
Till they buy you an ass.
A girl sometimes was giving me head exactly. with fake lips and I made her stop.
You made her stop?
I swear
But
to
you
God.
Didn't know that they were fake before they put them on?
Because I met her in the club. Damn, I'm tripping.
Did it feel different?
Huh?
Like, did it feel different?
Nah, I think she was like, came up like, I'm about to drink some water real quick. And I looked at her lips like, hell no.
They just didn't look right. It felt right, but it didn't look right.
Yeah, hell no. I really don't like fake body parts.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about when you call a girl an Uber or a Lyft? What kind of car do you order?
Don't say Uber pool.
I'll really be asking them. I'm like, you want a black truck? Or that let me know what type of girl she is, too.
Well, if you offer,
that's considerate.
How does that let you know what type of girl she is?
Because if she don't want the black truck, like, shit, I'm like, yeah, that's, I never hit her or get hair from her again.
Oh, so you need somebody that wants to spend money.
Yeah, you got to tell me, I want the black truck.
What if she's like, just get me an Uber pool, man. I don't want to, you know.
Or have you ever put a girl in an Uber pool the whole time? Have you ever put a girl in an Uber pool? Like, man, fuck this. Like, your ride's outside. You got to walk down the block to get that.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
They do make you walk now.
No. I haven't done it. I really have my homeboys pick them up or drop them off.
That's nice.
So we can also know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
What about if you buy a flight?
I don't really do that too much.
Oh. You said you might buy some flights.
If I have, she know why she got it.
But okay, so you buy a flight. So that means if you are going to do it, you don't do it much. That's first class then. With no connection.
It depends. Said there's levels.
With no connection.
Are you not judging her if she don't ask you for a first flight? You said you judging if she don't ask for the black truck.
Yeah, I'm judging her if she don't ask for the first class.
So she gotta ask.
I'm judging her if I gotta buy the flight.
But if you asking her to come see you, don't you think you should buy the flight?
Usually when I ask girls to come see me, like, she already on it. Like, all right, where? When?
What if she's like, black, yes,
girls
me first
you
class.
Gotta buy
girls
her
buy flights?
I'm gonna call black girls to the girl buying flights to go see you? Huh? Yeah, a couple girls done bought their own flight to come see me.
That's the girl that's the regular car.
Yeah, she got the regular car. You asking for your own flight, you got the regular Uber, you don't get the black truck.
And you feed yourself while you there. The fuck?
Probably.
You asking for a black probably truck, too, you gotta ask for the first class.
Oh my, are you, when they come to you, are they staying with you or are you being a gentleman and getting them their own room?
Nah, they stay with me.
Oh, I know that's... So y'all can't talk and not have sex and only suck your dick.
No, that them type.
I'm just trying to
fly yourself out here and suck my dick. Get out.
That's all I'm hearing.
And not get fucked. And not get fucked.
That's all I'm hearing. Damn.
Oh my God. Nah, I'm not saying that. Look, you tripping, man.
We just putting the pieces together. The ones that.
You feel me? I won't talk to or whatever. I don't want them to fly out.
Okay.
That's wherever it is. Mm-hmm. You feel me? If she fly out, I might have sex with her.
Okay. Right. Might.
Like, right.
Maybe. So she paying for her own flight. It might get
and
dick.
It might get some dick.
I'll get her food, though.
Sure. And only one round because he falling asleep.
9 times out of 10, she's going to be around some other rappers. Like, she's going to have a time of her life. So right. It don't matter, you feel me?
Have you ever had a girl leave you to go to talk to one of your boys? Like, you met a girl on the road and then somebody scooped it from you?
Nah.
No robberies?
Nope.
Okay. That's good. You pull the robbery on your friends?
On the rappers, not my
You've
friends.
You've done that before? Oh, okay. So a rapper has brought a girl around and...
Nah.
You scooped her in?
I just...
He's like, I just be chilling.
The ladies love 4 times.
Do you like when women approach you first? Like, more aggressive?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so what are some creative things a woman's done to get your attention?
Tell him she gonna book her flight.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Right.
For sure. Like, to see you.
So I just like to see you. That's it.
That.
I wish my friends would. They wouldn't be my friend no more.
I'm not gonna lie, I booked a flight to go see one guy. I booked my own flight, but I had a flight connect and it cost me about $30.
So
I told him, I was like, oh, you don't even have to book me a flight, I got a flight connect.
We in New York, that's the price of a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it's $30.
Also, if you booked your own flight, then you play by your rules.
I felt like I have control of the situation.
Exactly. Right. You play by your rules. Mm-hmm.
He not even giving me more than 1 round.
I wouldn't actually spend like $1,900 to fly to fly to a guy of my own money.
That's what I want to know. Did you go to Europe?
Depends,
from New York to LA is like last minute.
Have you ever flown to go see a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
No, ma'am. I really haven't.
What was the question?
Has he ever flown to go see a girl?
That's okay.
I can see guys not doing that much.
I'll have my homeboy drive 2 hours to go pick up a girl or something. He'd be mad.
You got some nice friends.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
Put together a nice playlist.
Boy, them boys be mad. I send them on a mission.
What about, do you go to girls' houses?
Not really. And if I do, we going like 10 deep.
What? I wish a nigga would pull up to my crib with 10 niggas.
They're not coming in.
Oh my God.
They gonna send like, you ain't
and nine times out, and I and I times
doorman,
out of,
hello,
and
nine times out don't let them out.
And 9 times out of 10, everywhere we go, they let all of them in. And what? Then, you feel me? My boy has been and took over the living room by the time I come out the room.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they gotta be bored.
Two cars.
Who, the girl or the guy?
They have to be really like...
You know what? We do a lot of like talking about how niggas ain't shit. But I think it's us. Do you hear what women are allowing
exactly.
to happen?
Exactly.
What is going on?
But those are
I
women.
Can't even blame y'all
those
no more
women.
If girls are doing
girls
this.
Thank God.
Man, holy. You need to chill out because you're going to fuck me over.
Even if a guy shows up to my place with one person, I'm not with it. Like, who is your friend?
Who is
what
he?
Is this? What is
I done
this
did,
triple
I done,
day
I done
we
pulled
doing?
Up on, like, girls with blue checks before like that, and they gave me that type of...
Yeah.
Like, really?
You pull up with 10 guys in my house, I'm going to be a little worried. Like, what? Yeah.
Are they about to rob me?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, y'all trying to get...
Like, I'm like, what? Why? I got more money than you.
That's just weird. 10 guys to my house.
For one girl?
I don't pull up to houses like that unless I'm at home.
How much money these girls got?
Right,
you know you
same.
Got more money than her.
It's like, damn, y'all don't want me to get no more pussy after this interview.
You don't even want
sorry.
It. You just went ahead.
No, the caliber gonna go up because it's gonna be bitches that demanding you flights. Like,
right,
the caliber
exactly.
can't be that
help
great
you.
If they flying themselves
yeah, don't
up.
Worry.
I'm sure there's gonna
it's
be a couple girls that won't mind paying for
all the ladies
flight.
Listening, don't fuck him unless he eats your pussy.
Say that. Oh.
Yes. Don't suck his dick unless he eats your pussy first because you deserve that, girl.
And he
yes.
need a guaranteed 2 rounds.
She's
minimum.
Talking about he deserve, she deserved that, girl.
That's
oh
right. He
got to
lick it before he stick it. That's right. The rule.
This is crazy. This is so crazy.
Now, as far as social media, what are the rules for you as dating women? Like, have you ever, you know, do you meet women in the DMs and all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Do you post the women that you're talking to?
Hell no, I ain't seen no post like that.
You ain't seen no post.
You just ain't seen it.
He deleted it.
He archived it.
Yeah, he deleted
it. He puts it
shit.
In his close friends.
I don't post this stuff. I don't
close friends.
Let
close friends be crazy.
On my page before.
You did what?
Friendster. I gotta go Friendster. Flag you.
Like, wait, that's why I took it down because I didn't want my Instagram to get like.
You said you posted getting head before?
Like on my first tour, my first show, I like posted a girl head on my lap. Posted it and said the caption was good night.
Oh my God.
This wasn't like
not on your
prop,
story.
Like
it
this
was like,
real?
Nah, it was real.
Oh wow.
Did she know you posted it?
Yeah.
She was cool with it.
Yeah, she was like, she was raw too. She was really
you could see her face.
Hopefully you weren't
no,
wrong.
You could only
right.
see her
face. See her
right?
Face.
You couldn't see her face. You know he was.
What's your preference of condoms? Do you have like a condom brand that you like?
If I use them, probably a Trojan.
Wait, slow down.
Can we...
If oh, I Jesus. Use them. Oh, Jesus.
Wait, girl.
You have to use condoms.
Wait,
nah. They flying themselves out
and
getting
no
raw
condom.
Dick.
No. I'm saying like... I'm saying like have sex wise.
No,
not.
It sounds like you go raw.
Right.
Oh, my
if
God.
I use them. Oh, Jesus.
I don't do raw.
Oh, Jesus.
Crazy,
oh, Jesus.
You saying it. You the one saying it. We just reiterated what you saying. So if you use condoms, you said Trojans.
Yeah, I won't even go raw like because that's why I don't have sex like that. Like I wouldn't never want to get nothing.
You said, wait, let's reel it in.
If a female wants to give me something, I'd be highly upset.
I do like that's Trojans good though. Can I say I don't like Magnums?
Oh, okay. They
Magnums
smell.
Are disgusting. Smell and
they
they're
smell
too
so
thick.
Bad.
Yeah, terrible. And they give you BV. They're horrible.
Yeah.
They're awful.
I'm not a fan of them. They're
what's
awful.
BV?
They bacterial
have,
vaginosis.
BV is bacterial vaginosis. That's it makes you smell.
Magnums are too thick
you get
and
it
they
from,
stink.
You get it right. from the bat. You get it from soap. You get it from condoms. You get it from having raw sex.
You can get it from raw sex.
Yes.
I was about to say.
You
just
get it
from
having
bacteria.
Raw sex.
Have you ever
it's
had,
just a sensitive vagina.
Have you ever had sex with a girl on her period?
No.
Oh, thank you. You did something right.
Mandy, I know you ate a girl out on her period
it's
before.
Not
no, ma'am. Blood
fucking.
Is where I draw the line.
No.
I do everything the
eating
fuck else. But I don't do period sex. And mine.
Why not?
First off. I'm one of the Lord's favorites. I only have a 3-day period. If the man can't hold out for 3 days, listen, I ain't got time for it.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
But no, I won't deal with girls on their period. I won't have sex on my period. And if
like
a man
it.
Like wants to have sex with me on my period, specifically because I'm single, I probably won't talk to him anymore. Because now I
think
he
like, I feel like the blood interferes with the wetness of the pussy and it mixes together and it makes a weird combo.
And I like having sex in my house. So who doing that cleanup?
I feel like it makes a weird combo.
Not me.
I don't
like having sex on period my period. Sex I've done messy, it though. I've been in a serious relationship. In serious so relationships, of course I've done
I could
it.
Do it. And it also depends like what position. In you're not about to throw it back on your period. That's disgusting.
No, I feel like in a serious relationship, you make them wait even longer.
Yeah.
But when you, like when you're young and you're with somebody, you can't stop having sex. Like on your period, your fucking mouth is hurting because you're sucking dick the whole time.
Girl, that's when you lick the balls. You so you lick happy. The ass. You stop you know what I'm saying?
And it's like he can't. He's just
girls are hornier on their up. Period. Yeah. Too. That's it.
So you
a
end up running the red light. Mm-hmm. You end up running
it. But you're right though. If your period is 3 days, like that's a couple days. That's gonna pass.
Nah, my period is a whole fucking week.
Now we have a true sex story, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. And this is all about the money shot, right? Do you know what the money shot is?
No, ma'am.
I like the respect I'm getting today. Right. The money shot is when you come on a girl. It could be on her face, on her body.
I got the money shots.
Said I got all the money.
Man. Feel like we saw some just now.
Right.
It's like I got one right, for you. Right.
Got it. Recorded that, Joan.
So in porn, the money shot is always really important, right? Like, you know, the porn is over when the money shot happens and the guy, you know, busts all over her face, all over her body. And so they've done studies to talk about the money shot and how it was adopted and why it was such a big deal. And they said that really started showing up in mainstream porn films in the mid 70s. So that's when the guy reaches the orgasm and says, okay, it's time to come. Now, what is your money shot like? Because for a lot of people, they feel like guys want to have as much come as possible, right? Because they don't want to have just like a little bit dribble out. It's like a whack money shot.
Yeah. A whack money shot.
That's big not, that's sticky.
Like a, that's like a penny big shot.
Yeah, that's a want, quarter shot, right?
You need a couple bills.
So what
coins.
Is your money shot like? And is there a way that you can make your money shot like even more, you know?
Full?
Yeah.
I think the female. It's just like if she attractive, like if she attract, if she attract me enough, it's like on the.
I've heard guys say that if they went a couple days without jerking off or coming,
they got a lot
that
of cum.
The one that they do it after they have, they've gone a while is a lot. Is that right? Like it's like build up.
If you hold it in,
I can see that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't never come out of like no drips or no shit like that.
It's always a.
It's always like a burst.
A burst. It's so like a burst.
That's interesting though. He said, you said depends on a girl.
Yeah.
Would depend your money shot. So certain girls will make you come more and come less. I figured it'll all be the same thing, no? Like when you come, you come. Like I know there's guys that don't have a lot of come just because that's just because
they're cheating.
Yeah. One because they're cheating. No, one because they had sex already and they already came or they jerked off. It's but like other times they're just men drill. That for some reason, like health reasons or just their diet, they don't have that much cum. They don't produce a lot of cum. Then there's a lot of guys that are thicker. But you saying that some women will make you cum more and cum less?
I would say like...
I wouldn't be surprised. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised if one certain girl could take it out of you more than another girl.
Do you have a
because
certain
Because I know
spot?
As a
you
woman, there's guys that could take it out of me more than another guy can. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you aim anywhere?
I like
particular?
When girls suck my dick and play with my balls. That
you said what?
Make me like
you money, like when girls play with your balls?
They suck my dick. Okay. But I'll tell them to like. If they shit whack, I'm going to say, play with my balls while you're doing it.
Oh, wait, they don't
also
do it already?
Also, whack.
Like, yes, like, you feel me? That's what I'm saying. Some females like, don't be already on that. So, yeah. But now, nah, most of them that I do get it from.
Look, he thinking about
he
it.
Thinking about
he
thinking about
like he
getting
head right now.
Where do you he like reminiscing. Your money shot to go? Do you like to come on tits,
pinch
face,
your face.
Ass? You're a face shot person.
Okay. Paint the
why
face.
Do you think that is?
Life-giving face.
Like, what's so great about coming on someone's face? And can you kiss her after that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's sexy.
I'm not even about to be kissed.
What?
I mean, he barely kisses girls. He's not going to kiss her when he comes.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
No.
Oh, shit. Mariah Lynn is here.
I ain't going to say nothing else.
No.
Where can... Oh, you're going to sit right here. Let's
she a
slide.
Freak, though, for sure.
Hey, girl. Mariah Lynn, are you... Oh, New York Fashion Week.
It is Fashion Week. I love just came it. From Essence, so I look
I was
amazing.
Like, well,
yes.
Thank just you. Just up for the service.
Yes.
Y'all match, Stanley
right.
and Mariah Lynn.
Right.
No.
For sure.
Not at all.
Did you know that it wasn't until the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that Black women in the United States were able to finally exercise their rights and let their voices be heard? African American women even faced discrimination within the suffrage movement from white women and were often marginalized and not allowed to march alongside white women
or attend meetings and conventions. Today, we celebrate and build on the legacy of the African-American women who contributed to the suffrage movement. Whether they voted in their lifetime or never got the chance, learning the stories of past generations of women in your family through time gives them power. Discovering their stories allows us to connect their lives and experiences to our lives today. Celebrating their strength and tenacity makes them count. Ancestry's collection of facts, stories, and records brings depth and nuance to this important time and reveals the women in your family who handed this legacy down to you. Learn their stories, make them count at Ancestry. Go to ancestry.com/lipservice to start exploring today.
All right, well, Mariah Lynn just walked in, so let's everybody reintroduce themselves.
Hi, y'all. Mariah Lynn. Most of y'all know me from Love & Hip Hop New York or my hit single Once Upon a Time.
Not long ago.
I was a hoe.
Weren't we all?
Weren't we all?
This is Stunna for Vegas.
The street's hottest younger million-dollar baby zone. Coach,
he's going to do that every time he gets to this.
Every time. Some.
And I'm your girl, Mandy B, from the Horrible Decisions podcast.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Ew.
And I'm ABN. ABN.
Okay, so yeah, look, we're glad you could make it.
We know who you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm right.
Glad. Yeah, but she was like,
I'll just be stepping to the
side. My name's in the
title. So you just walked in and we were talking about money shots, right?
Okay.
And money shots is, you know, the cum. And like, it is important when you watch porn, you want to see a lot of cum in the money shot.
Do you feel? She made a face. You don't?
I don't know. Like, don't put it on my face. Don't put it nowhere on me, no.
You're not going to get along.
Right.
It depends.
Yeah, I think
what does it depend on?
The money's right for the money shot.
Yeah. And also, he also got to be cautious. Like, don't get it in my hair. Don't get it in my eyes. You know what
right.
I mean?
Unless
like,
you want to pay for the service, yeah.
The lashes and the hair. Yeah. I agree. Right. I don't like for it to get in my eyes.
I like for a guy to come on me. It's like a trophy. I'll be like, look.
Maybe on the butt.
Yes, sir. There you go. For sure. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That in the eye on your face is sometimes could be. A little like disrespectful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I had a guy tell me he didn't want me to do that before because it was like, you're my wifey. Like, and I'm like, no. Like, if I'm attracted to you, my husband or my hubby, whatever you want to call my boyfriend, I want to, like, mm-hmm. go down on you. You know, yeah. That's going to turn me on. But that's
was
just
he
my.
African?
No.
Oh, I had
but
an that's African my personal preference. Thing,
really?
That he wouldn't let me suck his dick.
Oh, yeah.
Because he found that it was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how
and he only fucked me missionary.
Well, he was Dominican, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, that was
wow. That's how Dominican. Yeah.
Dominicans be
one
and everything.
They nasty.
Yeah.
No, they nasty.
They nasty.
Yeah, they nasty.
You think missionary is overrated?
I like it from the back.
Me too.
I feel like missionary is underrated. You can do so much.
Yeah,
in missionary.
It is. I've had some great missionary
It's underrated. Like, you could do so much. You could put a leg up. You could put the leg down.
You could do
so much. You could grab on. Like, there's so much.
I think I enjoy missionary if we have passionate sex. Like, in a committed relationship and we have a passionate sex, you could have some good missionary sex.
It's a great position to kiss in, too.
I was about to say, and I don't be kissing everybody.
I like rubbing backs. You know, you can rub.
Yeah,
cool.
You get real deep in
you don't kiss everybody either, Mariah?
No, I'm not like a big kisser unless I think you're so sexy or maybe if I got some Hennessy in my system.
Give her some Hennessy.
Yeah, let's make her a drink.
Can we get Mariah Lynn a drink, please?
But
Mandy, you want...
Yeah, I'll be the bartender.
Kissing, no, because I feel like men nowadays, they're so quick to want to like... You know, because you have all these beautiful women out here, all different shapes and sizes. I feel like men always want to put their mouth on... You know, a vagina. And it's like, I don't know where your mouth was before, mm-hmm. trying to stick
what
it.
What vagina it was on.
Yeah. Or what it was oh, on.
See, Stunna, on the other hand, don't like kissing and he don't eat pussy.
Yeah.
You Oh, no. We would never
His
date.
His mouth is sacred.
You got to eat the cat.
Like, that's what I told him. I'm trying to tell him. But we also don't believe him.
He's never done it before.
I don't need the, because you got some nice lips.
See? It's unanimous. You have pussy eating lips.
Right.
So you know what I find interesting?
You got the PELs.
I find interesting how guys always want to get their dick sucked but don't want to eat pussy. But I also find it interesting how girls want to get their pussy eaten and don't want to suck
Girl,
dick.
I don't like head. But anyways, I have a question for you, Mariah.
She said, girl, I don't like head.
No, I'm cool.
No,
I don't need someone.
But now it's different.
I like giving.
Yeah, I used to like it.
Now it's different. But I definitely want to suck dick. I'm thinking about sucking dick
for
while
me, getting,
he's eating
yeah,
my
for
pussy.
For me, getting my pussy eaten, I was kind of like... Before I was like, I'd rather have some great dick.
Me too.
But, you know, if somebody eats your pussy good,
I want to ask you a question, Mariah, because something that you said, and you had your song Once Upon a Time, and I know, you know, I'm all for raining for the hoes. You said that you don't kiss everybody because he could have been kissing or eating anyone else's pussy.
Right.
Would you feel some type of way if a man said he didn't want to kiss you because he don't know how many dicks you've been sucking? you know what I mean?
No, like, I wouldn't feel offended. I'd probably be like, well, I didn't suck no dick this week, so what's up?
This week?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
I didn't suck a dick today.
What's up?
This week.
Right. And I hit my grill.
It was 9 days ago. You still good?
Yeah. Okay.
9 days
out. Come on.
Right. My mouth is self-cleaning of it.
But right, I feel like is. A man who does it, like, just to touch on the no shade, but I feel like nowadays it, like, kind of separates them. Because that can be attractive to maybe you just, it has to be a certain woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a specific woman. If you know that your woman is, like, very, like, hygienically clean and stuff like that, then okay. But if you don't eat pussy at all, come on, bro.
He definitely eats a pussy.
Somebody's, like...
That's a waste. He's like, that's a waste of mouth.
That's agreed. A waste of mouth. Not a waste of mouth. You ain't even using your whole butt.
Then you shining. Like,
what about, okay, do you mind spending the night with girls? Like, if, say, you have sex, do you cuddle? Do you go to sleep with them?
Oh, my God.
You look like a cuddler.
He does, right?
Turn to the other side type nigga.
But you,
oh, he
but
can, you oh, give so your back. You're not cuddling. He gives his back to women.
Yeah. Oh, I get that's, so mad.
It depends on the situation, bro. Right? It's not all women.
That's too disconnected for me.
It's not
like,
all
at
women.
At least act like you like me for the night.
I need to know if this conversation is being had before they book their flights.
Right.
Like, is this conversation, like, if someone, okay, just wants to come and see you, do you, like, have this conversation with a lot of women? Are women asking you these questions?
So by the time they done went home, it's like, they done already hit me. Like, you a fuck nigga.
Oh my God.
Some of them done hit me though, and like, thanks for the weekend, Stunner.
You know what? I gotta email you.
It's like,
I gotta email you a what is it called? Wait, because I made somebody sign that before.
Non-disclosure.
Oh, yeah. Have one in your email. Text it right to them. Oh, sign it.
You made them sign
them Jones on dick.
Really?
But what does that matter? What you gonna do? Sue her?
Right. What if she ain't got no money?
I hope it's fair enough. I also, like, you feel me? I ain't even putting myself in that type of situation with. I gotta know what's going on before you step in that door.
Well, outside of meeting them, like, say, after a show or after a club, how long are you talking to girls before you're laying in the bed with them? How long it take? Because maybe you don't know them as well as you think you do. Oh, yeah, look.
Okay, you know what? Let's play a little game here.
Oh, I like games.
All right, because then I want to see what your game is like, and I want to see what Mariah Lynn's game is like. So if you was trying to kick it to her and you met her in a club, what would you say? How would you make this pop off? And
this day of today.
Yeah, right now. Like, what would you say to her?
I'm going to tell... Okay, just
talk to her. Just talk to her and act like you're trying to kick it.
I'm not going
to
say nothing to her.
What's popping?
She stuck the tongue out, too. Okay, and you like, you want to approach you.
Y'all ass crazy.
Come on, bro.
Nah, I really wouldn't say nothing.
Okay,
to
she
her
just
person.
Said what's popping to you. So
but
now
if you
what?
Say what's popping to me, I'm going to say what's popping. But I, in public, in a club, I was seeing somebody.
Oh my God.
A lot of men have that.
But y'all think about TMZ.
Image, the image.
What the that fuck? Shade room, all that lame shit.
But who cares? Okay, so Mariah Lynn, if he sends somebody to you, then what?
I don't like that personally. Somebody had did that to me in Miami.
I probably wouldn't do it to Mariah Lynn either, though.
But that's what I'm saying, because we probably have a better understanding of, like, you know, valuing our privacy, stuff like that. I mean, not everybody's like that, but I was in Miami and Brick, actually, and he was so cute, but then he sent his security guard over, and I said, no, he got two legs. If he can't walk over here, then he's not even worth me entertaining.
Fair enough.
But a regular female.
Because a real man is going to come up and introduce himself. And you know what I'm saying? I just think that's very gentleman-like to come over. If you looking to get to know the girl, if you just looking like, all right, I'm going to hit this bitch and run.
For sure.
Not then, me. I prefer for you to send your people, because I don't want nobody seeing me talking
nobody
to you.
In your business. Yeah, I don't need nobody in my
this
business.
This is my dog right here. For sure.
I get the two people. Like, you don't know who else is in the club. Yeah,
you don't know who else is in the club.
If I like you, I don't want nobody to know I talk to you.
I'm a goddamn
now, I'm going to send her on my phone, like, bro, tell her it's Stunner for Vegas.
I think it depends like, on...
She can leave with us and everything.
I think it depends on the situation, where we at and who it is, because I'm like that, too. I don't need too many people seeing
people
me
know
with
who
you.
I'm talking to.
Yeah,
you
know, nobody wants to see, like, us exchanging information.
You know what it is? I don't trust my... My number's been leaked twice, so I don't trust giving my number, because that's what the situation was. Like, he came over, like, yo, boy over here, said, what's your number? And I'm like, I don't give my number. Tell him to come over here.
So how is it with you making guys sign NDAs? Like, is that awkward, that conversation?
Are they cool with signing?
How do you do that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I've only had one person sign one before, and we both mutually actually signed it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't mention the person.
Me too.
But
they signed the NDA.
Yeah, mutually we signed it. But I think some guys, yeah, they take it the wrong way, but it's like, I'm sorry, some men out here need to pull their panties up and pull their skirt down because they talk more than bitches.
But what's
these
the conversation
days.
Like? You getting to know somebody, like, how does it go?
If I feel like it's not going the right way, that's when I'll bring that out. Because if it's not going the right way and I already feel detached, like, I get turned off very quick.
So you wouldn't even bother with the NDA because you would never take it that far.
No, but you don't know. Months later, they might feel mad.
Sex, I do that with videos now. Like, if you not bigger than me and you ain't got more money than me, you can't even record me. And I let them know straight up. Like, nah, because you're not ever going to release none of our shit. Like, I only let men record it who have more to lose than I do.
Record sex. Right.
Record us having sex. Yeah. Yeah. I got videos too. Nah, but... but, like, with, like, a regular nigga, and I hate to say the word regular.
Oh, my God.
I know. I hate it.
Yeah.
But, like, a regular nigga can't record me. I just won't let it happen.
Okay, wait. So let's get back to this game. Okay, so you just said to him, what's poppin'? Mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
He said, what's poppin'?
He smiled.
I'm gonna say what's poppin'. Right?
Once
that's
he smiled,
that's my first
though,
thing.
I know I got you.
Right.
He's smiling.
So then what?
Where do you take it from there?
Let's just say you were trying to kick it. Not saying that you are,
okay,
but let's just say you were.
If I'm trying to kick it, I'm gonna say shit. And we at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, what you doing after the show?
There you go.
That's the famous line.
That is the famous line.
What you doing after this?
What you got going what you on trying tonight?
What you got going after this? Showing this on the eat.
Yeah, that's okay, that's right. Nice. That's
really
a date.
Nice.
Look, that's a date.
Yeah.
Not a
date. You gotta feed her before you know. Take
it's
her
late
home.
Though, so you gotta think about this.
Room service.
Where we going to get something to food from? No, room service is never good to me.
You wanna grab
what?
A drink? You wanna
but you'll let a girl order room service.
Yeah, she want it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Shit, you deserve it.
There you go. You deserve
that
it.
That mouth about to be put
at
to work.
Least. Right. And he also said he don't fly girls out like that.
Unless I have to.
You snitching over here. FYI.
Well, Mariah, you
have
to
have an opinion. Because
you know what? A lot of females, like, they expect it.
Sometimes I tell females, like, shit. Like, if I want to fire out and I say, shit, I'm about to fly you out. What's your flight information? I done had a girl tell me, like, nigga, I buy my own shit.
Like, you like that.
And I like that shit.
Right,
you feel
yeah.
Me?
Mm. I bet.
I could see this. I like I said, when I had the flight connect, I used to hit guys with that. Like, oh, don't even worry about it. I got it. Right? But what that
flight
does...
connect and you got to
no,
put me on.
No,
what
that does is it lowers you know, their value. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the honest.
Like, it makes them think, like, oh, she got everything. I don't got to do anything for her.
I paid a flight before, but I would never do
it again. So you can file
that
on your taxes?
You flew a guy out.
No, I flew myself out to see somebody before, and it was the worst experience I've ever dealt with. He was, like... on lean and pills the whole time. And I flew myself back home. I was like, never again.
No wonder he couldn't get you a flight. He couldn't open his eyes to book the information.
No, he was gonna get the flight, but you know, I honestly was just like, you know what? Let me fly myself out. Cause I never just not hung out with somebody prior to just flying out to chill with them. Mm-hmm. So this was my first experience like that. So I said, let me buy my own flight. This way I'm in control of the situation.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what she just said.
Yeah.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
Nah. Right after, though, for sure.
Okay. Have you ever had sex and not came?
Nah.
That's tragic.
I'll just make her give me head.
You can't make someone.
Well, I'm going to ask, so I'm going to say, can you give me head? Because I ain't really trying to.
Is it easy for you to come off head? Cause there's some guys who can't come off hand. You just sucking
right,
their dick forever,
forever.
And it's like,
right.
Oh my God, what
and you like,
no,
you
they
like
could come. You could,
if you know what you're doing, you're not gonna be doing it.
If you know what you're doing, girl, they gonna come.
Yeah,
I might fight you.
No,
you don't
but
come
they,
off
no.
head.
You should tell me, baby. I am not high fiving you again. Cause I haven't
Okay, so for the ladies here, cause you're the only guy. What makes you come fast? with head? Like, what are some things that, what are some tricks?
Playing with my balls.
That's like, that is a good trick to make a guy come fast.
Go-to.
That's a go-to.
I don't want no girl to be licking my ass, though, putting her hand near my butt and shit.
Listen,
like that.
If they licking the balls, it's right.
But that's what I'm saying. Every guy don't like you playing with their balls. I've had guys say, I don't like that. And then there are guys who come quicker off pussy. So take them forever. Even if you know what you're doing, it'll take them a long time to come off head. And it's like,
do you like your balls licked or just played with?
Probably play with and lick, but like, not, like I know what you're saying. Look, I'ma back your head up if you get, you feel me? Like, like too close.
But, okay, what about the taint, the area in between?
Nah,
the
balls? Man,
it's,
look,
it's too close.
It's my balls and nothing else.
It's too close.
Man.
Don't go under.
I don't want all that extra shit.
All right, so what about noise? Do you like when a girl? Okay.
For sure.
Do you moan? Sure.
Nah.
You not a loud comer?
You a quiet guy?
Do you come loud? Like when you come, are you loud?
Nah, I don't think so.
That's one thing I don't like. I don't like a guy that's too quiet. Like,
me neither.
You're not making
like,
any
I don't even know what happened. Like,
me
neither.
What's going on?
She said, don't you come quiet. Bro, y'all are crazy as fuck.
I like for a guy to do a little grunt. I don't want him to moan like, oh.
No,
like, what,
like a manly groan.
I want guys that are very vulnerable when they come.
Yes,
very.
Wait, like, with the shaking like they have in the season?
Uh-huh.
My leg probably lock up.
Get a Charlie horse.
They be saying, y'all be saying some crazy stuff, though. We be making y'all say something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I do.
Crazy. Like what?
I don't know. I've had this pussy good. Oh my God. Or I love you.
Right.
Yeah,
I love you is
you
always it.
Moment.
It's the best pussy.
Mm-hmm. I want you to have my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, Plan B, where you at?
Oh, right.
No, I'm playing.
She's like, I'm playing. I use condoms.
I'm playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Would you be offended if a guy asked you to take a Plan B?
No, I would be the one. I'm like, where the
$50?
Where
the
$50?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm
not even gonna have this discussion. PayPal, which
Zell
one?
Me.
Like, what if he had a Plan B with him and was like,
oh, Jesus.
Oh, now he's a bird.
We're gonna take it. You know what?
I'm
about that shit like a
phone. I'm not high fiving you either.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Like vitamins.
I got the vitamins in the bag. I feel like if you pull out a Plan B, I gotta pull out an STD home kit.
Yes. What if you in a guy's crib and you go to his bathroom and he's like, oh yeah, there's a Plan B like in the cabinet and he got like a ton of them.
Like, you better have STD home kit.
Yeah.
It's a follow
offended. Yeah.
I would feel so offended.
Me too. Absolutely.
I would feel sick to my stomach.
I would
stomach.
Feel offended if a guy asked me to take a Plan B because it's like, bro, what are you doing? Why would you
even come inside me?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Like that's it. Now I don't even watch the $60. I'm gonna go buy the shit and I ain't talking to you no more.
Facts. Dad, have you ever had any pregnancy scares?
No.
That's good.
He ain't having sex.
That's good.
I really ain't had.
What if
do you want kids? Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a lot around me already.
You got no kids?
No.
Congratulations.
It's a lot around me already.
Okay.
That's rare.
How do you feel if a girl comes to you, like, y'all about to have sex and she pulls out the condom?
Shit, I'm fucking with it.
You like that?
I don't know though.
It'll probably throw me off too at the same time. Like, damn, this bitch is too ready.
It's a medium. She get it in.
What if she put the condom out with her mouth for you?
I don't even know how to do that with my neck.
Yeah, that's a new trick.
I don't know how to do it. Look at me, sis. Angela.
That's a good question because I had somebody feel disrespected when I pulled out. And I was dealing with the person for a few months, but I still felt like we weren't there yet. Like, no.
Oh my God. He's looking at you like, oh, so you just fucking a lot.
Oh,
that's
what
that
hit the book.
He was like, yeah, my ex-boyfriend,
he saw I had a box of condoms in the drawer and he went crazy on me. And I'm like, shouldn't you be happy that I have them?
Listen, if you a grown-ass woman, ain't nothing wrong with having condoms. Because then you could be in a situation where a guy want to fuck and then he's like, I don't got a condom though. And then he want to try to fuck
wrong. Were y'all together? Did y'all have any conversation about exclusivity though?
I mean, you know, when you start rocking with a person, you with them every day and stuff like that. You communicate every day. You kind of just fall in line with,
No, girl, I don't fucked on my lunch break. I don't trust it. You ain't with them all day.
No. Yeah, that too. But you know, I like to just let them think what Mandy. They want to think.
Okay, what?
If I'm your girl in your head today, then that's cool with me.
Okay. I can
so
dig it.
Now, okay, let's say a guy puts a condom on and y'all have sex. Can you suck his dick after he's had a condom on?
Oh, yeah.
I hate it. It's disgusting.
The condom ruins it. You just spit on it first. You still taste the rubber, though. So I was fucking a guy for seven years, and we used the condom every time, but he also came in my mouth every
time. Why did you use the condom every
time? Because we both was fucking other people, and we knew
Stepper.
But like, I enjoyed him to come in my mouth, so yeah, I did have to taste it. But you just spit on it first, or if he shoots it, it's what, 2 seconds?
I mean, you can spit on it or shoot it.
No,
but
I'm not gonna lie. I'm with it. I'm gonna do it. But I'm not gonna not do it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure. But it still tastes nasty.
If we're fucking and you pull out the dick and you take off the condom, I'm like, ah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
But the condom is here.
I love you.
Let's go.
No, I'm serious. But I mean, I'm gonna be like, damn, now my mom says nah, like
I gotta run to the bathroom sink.
Oh, you're a spitter?
I've never swallowed. Maybe. And that's crazy, right? Because I got the song and whatnot. But right.
Why not?
I've never swallowed. I've let somebody come in my mouth, but I don't know. I just feel like you gotta be significant. Like you gotta be Jesus.
Right. Well, I hope you ain't out here wanting to suck Jesus' dick.
No.
Okay.
No, you know, I just don't know. I'm like, it already tastes nasty.
But then running to the back, like running all the way to the bathroom with a mouth full of cum is like,
is that awkward? Like, you just get right up as soon as he busts, like, you just and then go run?
Well, can you squirt?
Oh. I've never, but I'm sure I can.
If you came in a guy's mouth and he ran to the bathroom and spit it out, would you be offended?
We're like, oh, Angela.
We gotta get both sides here, okay?
She said run for it.
But you guys are so nasty. Like, when they make a girl squirt, they want to drink it up. And
Have you ever had a girl squirt on you?
Like, not from me eating her out.
Well, we know that part.
Yeah, you said you didn't do that.
You know.
Probably a couple times.
Oh, you make
guys like to make girls squirt. It's horrible.
Why?
I hate that shit. It makes a mess.
It does make a mess.
Like, it do make a mess.
Yeah, and it's like
that probably turned me on though, like, because I see y'all done did my job. You feel me?
Right.
Okay. I don't care.
I just know shit. No, she knows what's going on.
No. We're teaching you. You're supposed to say yes. I care. You're supposed to care. We're trying to teach you here.
Right, fuck it. Come on, let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for Black men. This year, Bevel launched a new lineup of products built for your skin and your hair. Available now at Target, in-store and online at Target.com. Bevel, aluminum-free deodorant. It goes on clear and it stays strong in the fight against odor. Specially formulated to penetrate coarse and curly hair. It keeps you fresh 48 hours with no lines, no streaks, and no clumps. Bevel Bar Soap, a sulfate-free exfoliating bar soap that's dermatologist-tested and infused with shea and cocoa butter. Bevel Body Wash, made with the freshest ingredients like argan oil, charcoal, and jojoba esters to exfoliate, nourish, and renew sensitive skin. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. Stop what you're doing and get Bevel aluminum-free deodorant today at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com.
What about, okay, if you're having sex, do you like for a girl to play with your balls while you're having sex?
From under.
It's not different.
Yeah, I have.
Come on now.
Yeah, come on now.
Look, all right.
I'll show y'all some videos, bro. I'm telling you.
You got a lot of videos. Do you have videos in your phone too?
Yeah, do you record?
I have recorded. It's just like you said, it gotta be with like people on the same I gotta know that if you expose me, you getting exposed too.
Right. And it's gonna hurt you just as much as it's gonna hurt me.
So Stunna said he doesn't watch his videos and like to jack off. Do you come to your own videos?
I like to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
A little rubby and good to go.
I know that's right.
Cause who could, I'm sorry, but I think I haven't met a man who could make me come better than I make myself come.
Absolutely.
Oh damn.
Is that sad?
That's so sad, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I be wanting to carry his dick in my pocket.
But the thing is, some men, like, a lot of men don't know how to please a woman.
Oh my God.
Like, a lot of men don't know how to please a woman because they think just fucking her and sticking her dick and like just right. penetrating is pleasing. But there's a lot of women that it takes them a while to come. You got to right. find a spot. And a lot of men don't know that's that. Me. They think just like getting the pussy, fuck, he come and then you good. No, you got to find a spot.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you know your own spot.
Well, Mandy, who eats pussy better, men or women?
I heard what women do.
But see, I don't get it. I give it. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating pussy and I'm sucking dick.
You don't
so
let women eat your pussy?
Nah, I'm like a don't touch me. Like, I do all the pleasing.
Or I like to to
get. You don't like to give up your power?
That's probably what it is. I have a goddamn control issue, even in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, but it also doesn't make me come. So I'm very verbal in the things that turn me on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like, if I want you to slap my ass, if I want you to choke me, if I'm, you know, eating a girl out and I want her to grab the back of my head, like, I'm just going to tell them. But yeah. I don't, head don't do it for me. I come off penetration.
Okay.
So I just need a dick in the room to do its job.
Can you come from sucking dick?
Oh, yeah. I done been leaking down my goddamn thigh just sucking dick before. So.
Sucking dick makes my pussy really wet.
Mine too.
Sucking dick makes my pussy super wet.
But can you come from it?
I've done it once.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But it like.
But it makes me wet.
Sucking dick wet. Turns me on. Because I know I got you, right?
Especially when they like it. You. Like when you know, when it's like that hard with the veins popping out, then I want to hop on it and ride it all night like a cowgirl.
Or when they like, when they legs shaking or they just it's like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Mariah Lynn, have you ever been with a guy and his dick was so small you couldn't do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every woman's had this experience.
Yeah. It's bad. And it's tragic.
Every woman has this experience.
It's just tragic. You know what's even worse when it's little and it's uncircumcised? Because where is the dick?
No.
You gotta do all this work to get all this.
No.
And by the time I get to it and I look at it and I see your boxer brief, you know, the little limp balls is all like, nigga,
wait,
get your ass in the shower. What are you doing? I'm not putting my mouth on that little ass. Turtleneck. What are we talking about here?
Oh my God.
Are you circumcised? I've never seen a little uncircumcised.
Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, he's not circumcised.
That's a double whammy.
Nothing you got a turtleneck?
But
no, hell no. Okay, I got a regular dick. Maybe.
What's a regular dick?
You got a regular dick.
Is a regular dick?
At least he ain't lying.
He said regular dick. That's funny.
For real though.
I have a question for you.
He's a regular guy.
For real though.
Stunner, when was your last relationship?
Oh, are shit. You don't do that.
Are you in one?
Don't get him caught up.
No. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay.
So Valentine's Day, you're just helping your mama move.
Yeah, I'm just helping my mama move.
How excited is your mom for everything you have going on?
She's super excited. Mm-hmm. She's my dog. Mm-hmm.
Do you have other siblings?
Yeah.
And are all of them around often and they're always happy?
Nah, we all one. Like, you feel me? I'm the only one that be without them. Mm-hmm. I'm on the road.
When did she realize this was really gonna work out?
When me and baby start running North Carolina for real.
Mm-hmm. Is that like her son too?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, cause his mom is my mom. Mm-hmm. When they see him, it's what up, ma?
Right.
To my manager, down to baby bros, to even my bros, my mama, everybody, mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, baby is grown, so he don't come and chill at the crib with me and the bros. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's.
Yeah. But right, how important is it a guy's relationship with his mom?
Very important. I feel a lot of men out here lack the respect because they lack that motherly love or that, you know, that motherly presence, period. You know, for me growing up as a female, I know it was hard. My dad did 9.5 years. My mom, you know, obviously has struggled with some stuff as well. So I now have custody of my 4-year-old sister legally. And I feel like relationships that I've been in with men who don't have relationships with their mom, they just lack the respect and the compassion too, you know, because sometimes they don't necessarily understand. Like with me, for example, it's like I have the custody of my baby sister. So it's like, well, that's not your kid, or, you know, I can't today. I got the baby, and they get mad. Like, well, what you mean? Like, well, if you would have had a relationship with your mother, you would have understand why it's so important for me to be there for her.
Did your mom teach you about sex at all? Like, how did you learn?
No, unfortunately for me, I went through a really bad experience being like through the foster care system. My virginity, I didn't willingly give up. So I was with a girl for 4.5 years from 13 until I was about 17. And then I had my first experience with a guy and I wasn't even really into it. Like I kind of was like, I'm bleeding. What's going on? Ugh. Like, I don't like this. And it took me a while to get into sex after that experience because it was like a little traumatic for me at times. But eventually, you know, as I got older, you get grown and you kind of just grow out of certain things. And now I feel like it's more pleasure for me in it. Before it was kind of like just lay there, get it over with, you know, but now I'm more like into it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's it. Was it somebody, a relationship with somebody that helped you get more into it?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, obviously I was in a really long relationship on and off for like 8 years and so that kind of too, him being older than me and stuff like that. But now I'm just like liberated. Now I just, I feel like, you know, whatever's happened in the past, I can't let define me and I have to move forward from it or else it's just going to continue to linger. And lingering is not good.
And now you could take control of your own life.
Right. I feel like I have control of my future, my present, all of that. So feel better.
Stanley, how'd you learn about sex?
My mama.
What did she say to you?
She, like, just gave me some condoms to the first school dance I went to. Mm-hmm. And I hit some that night.
And that was your first time?
Good intuition. Mother's intuition.
I had probably watched porn already.
That
don't
sound like a conversation.
Right. I had probably watched porn already, you feel me? So I'm going to it wasn't even probably no school dance. It was just like a party in Salisbury. Mm-hmm. My mama went and bought me the condoms.
Was the girl a virgin also?
I think so. If not, she probably had fun with my homeboys, though. That's just how my city is. Like, it's a small city for me. Everybody has sex with each other. It'd be diseases going around. Like, you feel me? So that's what another reason why I don't.
Oh,
like,
they do that in the big city, too, honey. They do that in the big city.
You just might not know who it came from.
Yeah.
How were you the first time you had sex? Were you good? Or was it quick?
It was quick, for sure. I got up out of there.
It was like eighth grade, seventh grade, middle school.
You know what you was doing.
He been getting up out of there
since the beginning of time.
Telling.
All right, now we have another true sex story. There's a new show that's coming, right? And this show is going to be on Netflix, and I want to see what you guys think about this. Now, this show is called Love Is Blind. So what they do on this show is people spend hours chatting through a wall. You're not allowed to look at each other. And then if you make a connection, you have to get married.
What?
You get engaged. Right? Just talking to somebody. So how much does that matter, that connection? Like, could you be with somebody that physically you don't know what they look like, but you have such great conversation and you fall in love that way?
I'm shallow.
So nah.
Me too.
Absolutely not.
Nah.
No.
Look, we all care about looks.
No. I mean, thank God. Amen. Praise annulments. But I don't think I would do it.
Mm-mm. You got married and got it annulled?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying I would. Once I see you, it's annulled.
I don't think it's about even being shallow. It's just preference.
Sure. My thing is all about smells. Like, what if I like you and then I smell you and I don't like
short?
You no more?
What if you short?
Right? You know, like, scent is a very important thing.
People have a certain smell. All humans have their own kind of odor, you know? Like, it might not be bad to one person and it might be good to the next person.
What if I'm 5'8 and you 5'2"?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not going short shame up in here.
I mean, listen.
What if I'm 5'8 and he's 5'2"? Oh, see, everybody's taller than me, so I really
got that. But you a girl, it's different. Now, if you was 5'8 and he was 5'1.
Never thought of it before.
Yeah. But that's like a disease, right?
He's just short.
Let me ask you this. Okay, ladies, if you had a choice, right, would you rather be with a guy who was 5'1 with a huge dick, amazing in bed, or somebody who is 6 feet tall, but with a small dick, not good in bed?
Ooh.
Jeez. But what else does a guy who's 6 feet tall provide?
Is there anyone in the middle?
Everything else is the same.
Is there anyone in the middle?
Nope. You gotta pick one.
I'm short, so I'm gonna take
that 6 footer and cheat.
God damn. The 6 footer has to be.
I mean, people cheat regardless.
He has to be able to. If he's 6 foot and he looks good, he's bad in bed. That's it.
And his dick is small.
I'm gonna take the six footer.
I'm gonna go with him because we're gonna look better in pictures.
Yes. You wanna know why I cannot? You want to know why? I can't wear heels next to you. We can't go on a date.
Say, and my closet is full of heels.
Now I'm 5'10 with heels and you 5'1.
No, and if I'm running around with a short guy, all the girls are going to want him. Like, all the girls are going to be running after him. They're going to think that he has money, he has a really big dick. They're going to know.
Yeah.
They're going to know. Because he's short. Why would I be with him?
Nah. I'll take the short one because I know how to fight.
You know how to fight.
I know how to fight. So I'll take the short one because a guy who's too tall for me, like, I'm really short.
We are not condoning domestic violence on here.
Yes.
No, 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 I don't condone that. Let me make that very clear. I do not condone any type of violence. But what I was just, you know, trying to say, you know, if you don't.
Yeah, and I can see myself like pressing him, like, what you said, little
boy? Oh, yeah, I ain't looking into nobody shorter than me.
I like that, though, because I'm a little dominant. So I could be like, sit the fuck down.
Nah, I like for the guy to dominate.
Well, Jennifer Vegas, they're saying you have to go because you have other stuff to do today, right? So. He's got to leave us. Mariah, like, you can stay. We're going to finish out this episode with you, but I know you got to go.
For sure. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Are you
Thank
sure?
Thank you for coming.
No, for sure.
I hope we get
you gonna
to
try
trouble.
Some new things?
You got to. You got to.
They said you got pussy eating lips.
When he does part two, we need a pussy eating story.
Yeah.
We'll send don't rush yourself. Wait for the right
girl.
We'll
send you some video so you can see like how to make sure you do it right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Some
good direction. I'm going to say shit. Set us up. I'm going to eat your pussy so I can show Angel Lee.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right.
And she will thank me.
For sure.
She'll be excited.
I appreciate y'all.
What about a 69? Would you do a 69?
Maybe try.
See, look, he's gonna try some stuff. We give him some more to a new
person. I think he's willing to try.
We want
some
you to be
stuff.
A freak.
I think he's willing to try some shit. He's just hesitant. But I think he's willing to open those doors.
Like, what if you woke up and a girl was sitting on your face?
Man, no.
Oh my god. That's an attack.
Consent.
You can't
be caught by
somebody.
Right.
You should call the police.
Yeah. Y'all shit like that all the time.
Do they?
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've been woken up like with a dick slapping me on the face.
Yeah.
For sure.
Nah.
That's fun.
That's fun. Good times.
I've been woken up with like him behind me trying to put his dick in me, but like on my face.
Hilarious. So are there some things you feel like you might try now?
I might try something. I'll let you know if I do.
Yeah, that's what we want you to do. We want you to like expand your horizons, have a good time in the bedroom. You know, would you let a girl record you? Or it's only could be on your phone?
It can only be on my phone.
I think with somebody like him is once you find the right person and you feel
that's
comfortable.
That's all it takes.
Because that's... I think that's what it was for me. Once I started getting comfortable with myself and just things that I like and being open to saying, nah, I like it like this. This is what I want. I started to open up more to like trying things sexually. And it's also about the person because you can't do everything with everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just can't.
What about talking nasty? Are you good at that at least?
Hey, grab my balls.
That's it?
I know.
That's great.
9 times out of 10, I'll be playing my music too, for real.
You fuck your own music.
I put me and Baby on shuffle.
Oh wow.
All the time.
He said it on streams.
Okay.
Right.
But what about when it gets to parts where you're like talking about how you're cold hearted and your heart is cold?
She just gotta
Doesn't
take
make
it
you
and
feel
cry.
Like, I don't know.
Shit. You still hitting
it? You fucking dig to your music?
Damn, sure.
Get those streams. Get those streams.
I play my music a couple of times, but it'd be like the new music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to hear my music?
Yeah, like, you
want to
get the new stuff exclusive.
Right. What about you lick ass?
No.
Okay, this is just me.
No, it's not just you.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Okay.
I'm here.
I mean, we're here. Okay.
I've ate a girl out before, but the ass is like a no for me. And then even like, I'm going to be honest, I don't like eating pussy. It's not my thing.
But we're trying to promote that here.
No, yeah. Me personally. But I like it to get ate, so you know.
Why don't you like it?
It depends on how it looks. Like, if it's like all like... No
vagina shaming.
Oh my.
Right.
No. I mean, it just that I feel like.
Yeah, if it looks funny and it turns you off,
I don't
want to
suck
eat
it. I would lick it or nothing. If it's a pretty pussy and it has the right smell and everything, then I'm all for it.
What's a pretty pussy, Stunna?
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Because I want to know what he thinks. Like, is there such a thing as a pretty pussy?
Bruh, you know it's a such thing.
I guess so.
Like, have you ever been like, that's a pretty pussy?
For sure.
Have you ever been like, that's an ugly pussy?
Yeah, and turn around.
Turn around, girl.
For sure.
What's something that would make you say, okay, I changed my mind, I'm not having sex with this person? What could somebody do to make you feel like I can't do it?
Maybe a stench.
Smell.
Okay. That so that's sense. Happened to you.
That's tragic.
That would look like a maybe. Maybe right, it didn't. Maybe it didn't.
Like, I'll say, finger yourself real quick and let me smell your fingers.
Finger yourself.
I'm not going to finger myself.
Offended.
Right.
Not right.
I already know I smell good. I'm on a detox and I'm eating a lot of fruit, so.
No, I wasn't telling you to do that.
Oh. No, I'm telling you, you looked at me and said it.
I was going to
say, I'm not going to finger myself.
No, I wasn't telling you that.
Like, in the setting.
I was like, he's been calling me ma'am this whole thing, and then he told me to finger myself.
Not this?
Nah, I was saying like that's what I was.
Oh, but when would you say that? Like sense. If you kind of smell something, you
yeah,
would do that?
If okay. I, or if I even had like a doubt or whatever.
If y'all I was a guy, I would make all girls do that. I would make a girl put her hand on her pussy and put it in her mouth.
Why wouldn't you just finger?
If I was a guy.
I would be offended
as fuck.
Because
then I'm going to be mad trying to get that shit off my hand.
Because listen, a girl, if you ask a girl to do that and she feels like, what? There's
no,
might be
I would
an
be
issue.
Offended.
But if
on.
Not in that moment, and you be like, let me see you do
that.
Pussy, and she
right.
does it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, it depends. I think if y'all in the moment and he's trying to do it like, in a sexy
say, hey,
way, and he just
finger yourself and put it in your
mouth. Right. It depends how you say it.
How you gonna say it like on some sexy shit?
That's what I was gonna say. If he's just like, let me, you know. Then I'll get offended. Like, trust me, this pussy, you act.
Because if a guy asks me to do that, I'll be like, what?
If he said it sexually, but if
somebody put
what's
his
up?
Finger in
I don't even need you.
You I think it all depends. If he does it in a sexy way, but if he came at you like incorrectly and made you feel like he thought your pussy stink, you gonna be like,
nah,
what?
But I wouldn't ever feel like it. Like it was because a guy thought my pussy stink, because I wouldn't open my legs for a guy if I was in one of those moments where I got a stink ass pussy.
Yeah, my pussy never stink.
Women know
that. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you know.
Your
you know what's going on with your pussy.
I think
pussy.
that's maybe a younger girl thing when you're not as in tune with your body.
Yeah, and when you're just so desperate to impress a guy, you give him pussy
either,
whenever.
So.
Yeah.
And that's I think what's the oldest woman you've been with?
Like 28.
Oh my God, that's young.
I'm only with young bitches. What's the oldest? He said 28.
I mean, that's 4 years old.
Like, I ain't saying it like
y'all
that. Like,
was in
high
school at the same time. Senior freshman.
Yeah, that's only
facts.
4 years older than you.
Facts, damn.
He needs some, like,
28.
Some
I mean, 20
pussy.
Is not, it's not
some
a 22-year-old, though.
For sure.
I'm a year above that.
Do kids matter? Like, do you care if a woman has kids?
I'm 29, so.
It doesn't matter to you. Okay. What about would you be around their kids?
If they want me around, you feel me, shit. I ain't got no problem with it.
What if
I wouldn't want, like, any nigga coming around my kids, though, you feel me? Like, unless that's, like, they got something going on, you feel me? So.
What if the kid was like, Daddy?
Yo,
bro, she is so crazy.
Weak right now.
She said, "Daddy."
Oh no, I see. It.
Would you correct the child?
No.
What if the kid was like, "Daddy, read me a book."
I just probably gap him up.
You
is crazy.
What would you do? Would you tell the girl like, "Yo, he called me daddy"?
It probably make me laugh, to be honest.
Right, would you say funny. Something
okay,
like, "I'm not
you
your daddy"?
Nah, I'll just.
Would you hug him like you the
come
daddy?
Come here, son.
Shake his hand.
He gonna caress him like he the daddy. You won't say like, "No, I'm not your daddy."
Yo.
Nah, I probably won't. I really probably laugh and just shake his hand or. Right. Like,
whoever's
saying
that's cool. Can't make them feel bad either.
Yeah, I didn't have no dad either.
Are you my daddy?
Mariah Lynn, what about you? What about guys with kids? Does that matter to you?
It depends how many. It don't matter if you have kids because I don't have any children. Mm-hmm. I'm just raising my sisters. But if I always said like, oh, I want it to be the first experience for me. Like when I have a kid, his first, my first. But now it don't matter because in this day and age, it's like this new millennial, they're having kids 15, 14, 16. So even my generation, I feel like, was starting to get to that point. Mm-hmm. We like initiated it.
I had a daycare at my high school. So we there.
Mine too. So that's why I just feel like now it's kind of like if you got 2 kids, okay, cool. If you got 5 kids, 6 kids, and the 3 baby mothers, I can't deal with that. That's too many personalities.
It's unattractive.
Yeah, and I'm a Cancer. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm an emotional gangster. I can be emotional. I can be good. But too many different baby mamas and stuff. Like, drama. Yeah, no. If you got five kids with one baby mama, then maybe I could work with that.
And it also depends how old they are.
Yeah, that's right.
How old the kids are.
3 months.
Yeah. Cause
nah, no one dealing with I was dating a guy.
And that's another thing, too. A lot of men, I feel like they'd be like, oh, so you have any kids? Yeah. Okay, how long you haven't been in a relationship? About 2 years. How old is your kid? So 12 months.
Right.
But that's like if you just saw the baby shower with OT Genesis and Malika, they're not together. But technically, if he starts dating someone, he can't tell someone that there's a newborn. But she even said she's been on her own since she was one month pregnant.
They're going
to co-parent. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're going to co-parent. So in that case, they haven't been together for 8 months, you know?
That's a difficult time to step in someone's life.
But he's probably still, like, I feel like if y'all not together, y'all have a kid, y'all probably still fucking. Like, every so often.
Listen, if as a woman, you get with a guy and you know he got a newborn or a baby on the way, you signing up for that. You know what you're getting yourself into.
Say it.
Would you sleep with a woman who was pregnant, Stunner?
I was actually dating somebody a long time ago, and that kind of traumatized me. Where we were dating, we was in a relationship for a couple months, and then some girl hit me up online and was like, who are you? And I'm like, who are you? She was like, I'm his baby mom's. I'm 8 months pregnant. And then I was and he did not tell me about this. And then when I confronted him, he lied. He was like, that's some crazy bitch trying to lie. And
he was waiting to see.
Right.
No, he knew. He was just. And then it ended up being that.
No, they be lying.
They be lying. He told me, this is how I knew it was crazy. He told me, he said, I had a conversation with her baby father. It's all cool. We cleared it up. You the baby father.
Right.
Did you look in the mirror and talk to yourself?
No, I had that. It's not mine. Yeah. I've had a lot of experiences.
I had a guy tell me that it was his brother's baby and it was really his.
That's what I'm saying. They be lying. So that kind of.
What's wrong with y'all?
So that kind of traumatized me.
Dang.
That kind of traumatized me from talking to guys with kids. And then, like, I ended up talking to somebody with kids. But I think for me, it's how old the kid is.
Right.
Like, if you got somebody, if she's pregnant right now, if the kid's like less than a year, even a year, it could get messy because she probably feels the way. You know what I mean? Like, you over here telling me that y'all not together, whatever, whatever, but that's probably not what she's saying. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you lying. So, too much.
Now Stena really has to go. So, but we do appreciate you. You know what? You a real trooper for being here. It was all women and you.
A real trooper, right?
For sure.
We learned a lot about you, and we know you're not going to put that mouth to waste.
I learned a lot about y'all.
And we hope we didn't get you in trouble.
No, he's good.
Okay.
He didn't really, you know.
No, I was good.
But I already know a bunch of women are going to hit us up and be like, yes, he ate my pussy, so I don't know why.
I'm ready to see them. I'm going right to the YouTube comments. If you're listening, go there. I want to read it.
Yeah.
Bro, y'all is crazy as hell. That's it. That shit crazy. I appreciate y'all for having me.
No, thank you
so much.
All right, thank you.